WildTalkRadio.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
This is WWE superstar, The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening to The Rock of Stars.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Since I have been on this earth, I have done a lot of horrible things to a lot of good people. And I'm man enough to admit when I am in the wrong. And I was wrong about you, Brian. I viewed you as this minuscule little creature chasing this uphill war that you could never win. I saw you busy chasing your little girlfriend around on television, buying a diamond. How long are you willing to live this life? How long until they discover that your dirty little feet are soiling their red carpet?
Covering all the latest in the WWE.
Oh, did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
And TNA.
Being a scientist is really starting to happen. A lot of people don't know about that, but being a scientist and being a pro wrestler at the same time, hypothesis, conclusion, same thing. He's the best, and I'm getting to the bottom of it. I'm like Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes was half detective, half scientist. He's science to figure out cases. Maybe when I get done with pro wrestling, I can be like the new Sherlock Holmes, but in real life, where I solve cases using my science.
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Now I remember what I was doing in 1989. I was marking over New Kids on the Block. That rings a bell. And yeah, this is going to be a good show. Welcome to The Rack, everybody. I am, of course, your host, Lindsay Ward. And joining me, as always, is my producer, Sir Rockin.
You got the right stuff?
We do have the right stuff. And you, who else has the right stuff?
Who?
Memorabilia Lane, memlanepromo.com for all your memorabilia needs. We actually didn't have a very jam-packed show planned, because, well, as you can probably hear, I'm feeling a little under the weather, but you know what? It just wasn't good enough for y'all. And, well, we have a little surprise.
We do have a surprise, but before we get to our surprise, tell the people the question of the night.
Question of the night is as follows, because you know tomorrow's Valentine's Day. You could spend a Valentine's Day with one WWE superstar or diva, who would it be?
Well, we have some interesting, and I mean interesting, responses.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. I'm just curious, how many were AJ Lee?
Not as many as you would think.
Huh, okay. Fair enough.
Some people scare me when they respond to things. That's all I'm going to say about this question of the night. That is all. So, with that being said, Lindsay, I think it's time we bring on our special guest of the evening.
It is time that we bring on our special guest of the evening. For those of you that don't know, that aren't aware, this guy, he's kind of a big deal. He's kind of awesome.
I think he's a big deal. I don't know for sure, but I've heard through the grapevines he might be.
Well, you know, he's definitely gotten to be a much bigger deal since the last time we talked to him.
Just a little
bit. That's right. If you listened, you know, this time last year, then, you know, you heard us interview the director of Terrified, Matt Goldberg, and he's joining us once again. So how are you, Matt? As he kills his sound. I love it.
Sorry.
Let's try that again. How are you, Matt?
Hi.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Matt Goldberg is here on the show.
Yay!
Joining us
once again.
I botched my entrance.
Good job, Sin Cara.
Wear a Sin Cara mask, yep.
So Matt, I woke up this morning and I saw your name all plastered around places.
Yeah, I woke up to that too. It's kind of funny.
Kind of a big deal, my friend. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I woke up to my phone blown up with texts, and my dad was like, "You know, there's an article about you online." I was like, "Oh." He said, "Yeah, I saw it on Twitter." I was like, "Oh, okay." So I look on Twitter and I read it. I was like, "Oh, that's cool." And my mom, I guess, messaged me about it as well. And then I log onto my wrestling Facebook, and my wall is just bombarded with links of all these sites that have my name on. I was like, oh my god. Like, it's just crazy, like, how social media, like, travels that fast.
I guess we blame Tara for all this, because she's the one that said something.
Tara and possibly Eric Bischoff, too?
Yep, both of them. That was really cool that she did that, and then especially that he did that, because I haven't spoken to him in a little while. But it meant a lot to me to see them posting that.
Well, that's awesome. You know, just to kind of make the people aware in case they haven't seen, you know, because some people, they haven't seen the article. Could you kind of tell us what the article was about?
The article, it was a little brief, but it was about that I have signed with WWE to produce stop motion animation content for them, which two of the videos have already debuted. And my first one I did for them just broke 100,000 views, which is the most of all the animated videos they have. So that was really neat. They told me they put that on their little YouTube homepage or whatever. And I don't want to go into more details. I'm not sure how much I could talk about right now, but
oh no, we won't.
But yeah,
we won't press.
Oh, I know.
But first, you get this.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Standing ovation, my
Thank
friend.
You,
Standing ovation. Now this ties into what you've been previously doing with Crash Collision Wrestling, CCW.
Yes.
Which, you know, we pimp every show because we enjoy it tremendously. So, you know, this ties into that. So is that how they found you? Or, I mean, how did you even get hooked up with this?
Yeah, one of my friends was contacted by them, and I thought that was really cool. So I started chatting him up, and I did my homework on it. And I started talking to the guy there, and the guy at the time, he's not with the company anymore. But he was like, we've been watching your work for a long time and we'd love to work with you and stuff. I was like, wow, that's so cool that like they've been watching me as well as my friend, and they could be watching a lot of other animators that I've grown up with over the years and stuff. So, to any other animators hoping to get an opportunity, just keep an eye out. You might, but, just reached out to them really, and the relationship went on from there, and I told them my whole background with TNA and Lisa and Eric and Jax and Mattel and all that stuff, and they just really liked me, and I started last month, and now I'm going to be animating even longer for them, so it's really exciting.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Right, and then to see 50,000 articles about it this morning is just insane.
Well, you're famous now, man.
I guess. You know?
Get that little Twitter check mark and everything.
That'd be nice. I haven't even broke 1,000 followers yet.
So. Hopefully at one point you will break 1,000 followers.
I hope so. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
At MBG Films. Go follow the man now.
For the plug.
See, I was about to hit the plug. She hits the plug. Same, you know, that sort of thing. One brain.
We take care of you, you know?
Yeah.
So, now, with this, are you going to, do you get to see maybe the toys that come out before, do you get to play with the toys before they come out? I mean, is it something of they send you the new models that are going to be coming out in the next few months, or do you have to wait for them to come out and then buy them and then animate them?
Well, so far I have to buy them, but I just lined up a little sponsorship, if you want to call it that, with Ringside Collectibles, who is the number one online retailer for wrestling figures, so I'm excited to be partnered with them. And then with God, what's the name? Wicked Cool Toys. It's my friend from Jax, who now runs that company. He's a co-president, I believe, and I'm going to be... They're releasing a brand new official scale WWE ring.
And oh, yeah,
like...
The metal ring, isn't it? Is it metal?
I don't know if the one I use is metal. I don't know if the new one will be metal. But Mattel made one, and they discontinued it, and it goes for so much money online now. So now Wicked Cool Toys decided to pick that up since there's so much demand for it by collectors. And they're going to give me an early production piece so I could use it and promote it and stuff. So I'm really excited about that. I mean, that's probably the closest so far to getting stuff early. I mean, I'll see. I'd, of course, like to get stuff early if I can.
No, you see what Lindsay is trying to do is she's trying to get the inside scoop on when you can get her the Bray Wyatt figure.
No, I want
Bray Wyatt. Hey, you know what? If you get an extra Bray, you know, you can send him to me, and I'll put it next to the standee. And
did you ever get the Brian and Kane?
No, I never got it. I did get... I actually, it was funny because I was walking through Walmart probably about, what, 2-3 weeks ago now?
Yeah, something like that.
And I went to the toy section for whatever reason because I've been looking for the Shield figures.
Mm-hmm.
And they are impossible to find.
Yeah.
And I just happened to come across a Dean Ambrose.
Oh.
The basic Dean Ambrose, not the not the fancy one with the camera, but the basic.
Uh-huh.
And then I turned around, and it's like I grabbed that and threw it in the cart because it's like, well, this is the only one I found so far, so... It's coming home with me. And then I turn around, and there right in my face is the Taker and Punk set with the urn.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, man. So, needless to say, all three of them came home.
Good.
I'm looking at them as we speak in front of my TV. So.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you finally picked them up. It's funny you mentioned that Dean Ambrose, because I'm reviewing him tomorrow. That's the review is of him, but...
And where can they find that review, Matt?
On youtube.com/MBG1211.
There you go.
That's every Wednesday and Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah!
Eastern Time. No, Chicago Time. Wow, I'm fired.
You can't even do your own plug, right?
I can't even do my own plug.
God, man. Come on, now.
You know what? Stay tuned to the Rack Facebook page. We'll share it.
There you go.
Because I can't get it right. So you have to post it for me. Yeah, you missed out on the Kmart 3-pack. I don't know if that is still around.
She searched for it. She couldn't find it.
Yeah, I couldn't find it. It's something of... They only stock certain figures out here, and they're very, very difficult to find. Like, we get... Yeah.
Is your area a wrestling area? Like, do
not
they sell
really.
Fast or no?
No, not really.
Or they just don't stock them because it's not popular in your area?
They don't really stock well because it's not popular in the area. I mean, different stores kind of vary. Like, Walmart has an okay selection and Target has an okay selection.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they all kind of carry the same thing. That's why I was really shocked when I found the Ambrose figure. Because, like I said, I've been looking for Shield since they came out in November. And it's like every time I go out, I look and I can never find them. Ever. So I'm kind of hoping now that Christmas has passed that maybe we'll start getting some of the other figures. Because, you know, there for a while we were only getting, you know, like Cena and Punk and, you know, there were a couple others that we were getting a lot of because those are obviously the most popular toys and that's what they want to sell.
Right.
Like,
right.
I actually found an AJ.
Oh, really?
6 weeks ago and I should have bought it and I didn't.
Goes pretty fast. I mean, she's... Doesn't go as fast really anymore as she did when she debuted. Well, her figure debuted, I should say. But yeah, if you see her, the divas usually go the fastest.
Yeah, and I keep an eye out. And next time I see her, I'll... Because the other thing is, it's like, for me, it's like... The one figure I found was the deluxe figure, and it was like $15 or $17.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Yeah.
Maybe? So I actually like to find the basic figures because they're just
the basic,
a little bit less expensive.
Yeah. The Elite Roman Reigns comes out. Well, he's in stores now. I just picked him up and I love that figure.
Oh, yeah?
Because they finally put his full tattoo on his arm.
Oh, nice.
But they didn't give him his wristbands, which is annoying. But I'm not going to be that guy who complains because I'm just happy to have a figure of him.
No, you just complained, Matt. Don't lie. You just complained.
I did.
You know what? Get a little electrical tape. It'll fix it fine.
No, I have a friend working on making me a Roman Reigns in his NXT attire. That should be pretty cool. And I just bought a figure of Lisa tonight for really cheap so I can have her made for possibly a future WWE.
Ooh. Teaser.
Ooh. she's actually texting me right now. I asked her what her favorite outfit was in WWE so I can have that made.
God, Matt, you know, you can't get the plugs right, but you can drop all these names. Jesus. Pick them up. Come on.
You know what figure I really want right now, though?
What's that?
Which I'm dying to get is the Zeb Coulter figure.
Oh, yeah.
He's surfacing right now. I haven't seen him yet, but I'm dying to get him.
I'll keep an eye out for you. If I happen to find him, I'll grab him for you, because he might come out here, because, well, they're nutty enough out here that he would probably be popular. I am among his people out here.
You're among some real Americans?
I am among some real Americans, yes. Definitely. Save me, people, save me.
Yeah, he's been quite the one to follow on Twitter. I was, don't tell my professor, but I was really bored in class the other day. And I went on Twitter on my phone and I started laughing in class reading his tweets to people. And I was the only one laughing in class and it was kind of awkward. But just watching him insulting people was really funny.
Oh, he's hilarious on Twitter.
He's really funny.
Yeah.
And don't worry, we've all done that, trust me. Anybody who's ever in college, you end up on Twitter or Facebook or some form of social media and you see something funny or you think of something funny and you just start laughing. It's the college norm, you know?
By the way, before we move on, I just want to tell you there's a basic Roman Reigns in that set with Zeb. So look for him, too.
Ooh. Yay for Roman.
Yeah, so Roman.
I'm kind of curious because, you know, Mattel released, is releasing, a huge number of figures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've vastly expanded the line from where it was several years ago. I mean, it's almost like everybody's getting a figure. Kind of waiting for the camera people, actually. Which would be awesome. I want a WWE camera person now.
You know, Jax made a camera guy.
Yes, we need camera people and sound people and, you know, because we have Michael Cole and we have JBL and, you know, we need the whole setup, you know, that'd be awesome. But do you, you know, obviously, you know, you're waiting on Bray Wyatt, which, mm-hmm. you know, how can
top
you not
on my wait? List.
Huh?
He's on the top of my must-get list. I can't wait for that.
Do you have another one on the top? I mean, is there another one that you're really eager to get a
Well, the Wyatt family, two-pack. Has been rumored. So, I mean, the Wyatt family, of course, are the top. All my friends know I'm obsessed with them. So.
you're in good company. Trust me. You're in very good company.
We'll get into them here in a minute.
I mean, I just got an Elite Roman Reigns, like I said, and that one was pretty high on my list. Well, the new Elite set looks really good with Fandango and Billy Gunn and Rikishi and Rob Van Dam. I'm really excited for those, but probably Bray and Zeb are the top of my must-get list right now.
The beard off.
Definitely a beard off.
Coming to CCW soon, Zeb Coulter versus Bray Wyatt versus Daniel Bryan in a beard off.
So, you mentioned, well, clearly, the Wyatt family. What have you been thinking about the Wyatt family lately on television?
Well, I'm super excited to see them against the Shield at the Chamber.
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah. Those are like my two favorite, well, probably my six favorite people in WWE right now, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So to see them all go against each other is awesome, but the other day when Bray was having that stare down with Roman, I about shipped my pants. Yeah, like, oh my god, like my two favorites right now are about to go at it, and I was like, OMG, but they didn't.
Oh, if you could hear the squeak coming out of Utah. It's really, really loud when Bray gets into a stare down with someone. Just someone else.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. That was such an amazing moment, and it was so well done, because it's like, literally, it's like, is this going to happen? Because we had talked about that. I don't know if we did it on the show or not, but you and I had had that exact conversation where that moment happened.
Mm-hmm.
Except they didn't brawl. That's the only thing they didn't do. But it's like, literally, you have the Shield, and you have the Wyatt family staring each other down, and Bray Wyatt is looking at them going, come on, give me a reason. Any reason. Bleak funny. Come on. Like, he was egging them on. It was great.
He definitely was.
So, yeah, sorry. I was a big fan of what happened on Monday night. I love how they're building the Shield and Wyatt feud. I'm almost a little sad. It's only going to be a month.
Yeah.
Or not a month, but a one pay-per-view deal.
Right.
Well, now, what are you...
No, go on.
No, I was just going to say now, are you excited for the rumor that of John Cena and Bray Wyatt?
I guess. I mean, I like Cena as a person, not as a wrestler, but if Bray could have a good match with him, then sure. Like, Bray, was it him and Daniel Bryan?
Mm-hmm.
That was really good recently.
At the Rumble, yeah, that was really strong match. I would say put Bray on the map as the singles guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It was absolutely wonderful.
I love him. I mean, that's basically all I really tune into Raw for, is to see them. But, you know, I'm obsessed with them when my ringtone and my wallpaper on my phone is them.
Lindsay's very happy about that. Very, very happy about that.
My girlfriend and I are my lock screen, but when you unlock my phone, it's Bray and Luke and Eric staring at me, so it's awesome.
You have your priorities right, though, Matt.
I do.
Priorities are right.
You know, so she's she's cool. It's like she looks at the phone. It's like, oh, it's us. And then you look it. You're like, oh yeah, secretly the Wyatts. Yeah.
Well played, Matt. Well played.
I love it. Well played. Yes, very well played.
Thank you.
I'm gonna put you on the spot, Matt. Shield or the Wyatts? Who are you leaning towards? Since they're your sixth favorite.
Probably the Wyatts.
You sound so defeated.
I want the Wyatts to win. I mean, I just want to see Roman and Bray go at it.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, I honestly probably wouldn't care who wins.
Right.
But I guess if the Shield is supposedly going to split soon, then I would want the Wyatts to win. So they look like they still have power.
Right.
I don't know. I would just like to see Bray and Roman feud come out of it or something.
I was telling this to Lindsay last night as we were preparing the show. I can see down the line, maybe in the summer, maybe in the fall, you get a really good Bray versus Roman feud.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about the WWE landscape, it's changing a little bit and they're pushing newer stars. And Roman and Bray seem to be being put in that new higher, you know, level of talent.
Right.
And they could build something together.
I think so, for sure.
I would actually be really curious to see that, just to see the kind of match they could put mm-hmm. together, because Bray has such an unorthodox style, and Roman is just kind of sort of that big brutish bruiser. Mm-hmm. I have no other word for it. That they could really put together a very interesting and kind of cool match in a way, because they could sort of match each other blow for blow, and it's kind of almost who could be, who's stronger of the two. Because Bray can get very aggressive, as can mm-hmm. Rowan and Harper. So
I love when Bray gets aggressive. When he does his little mannerisms and stuff, mm-hmm. it just makes me like go nuts. I don't know. It's so cool, because like you don't see so many gimmicky people anymore, and
right.
I guess you would consider him a gimmick. And
he's a character, yes.
Yeah, he's a character, and I don't know. Since I was little, I've always liked characters for the most part. And I just love that he adds his little mannerisms and stuff. Like his laugh, and like just how he intimidates his opponent, like getting in their head sort of thing.
His laughing, his singing, his tilting. His little,
like stumbling and...
His crab, spider walk, rather.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
It's awesome, because it just adds that level of craziness to him. Mm-hmm. It just shows that he's just unstable, and it's awesome.
And that's what wrestling needs. They need an unstable character like that, and he's really filling that void.
That's true, because you never know what he's going to do.
Oh, I would agree with that. Did you see him last night on Main Event?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you need to watch Main Event. You need to find it, because I'll just put it this way: Bray stalked El Torito,
<Uh-oh>.
And it was genius.
He was very fascinated with the bull.
I think he wanted to take him home.
Oh my goodness!
Or eat him. I'm not sure which.
Probably both.
You never know.
Probably both is a good point.
Now, to kind of stay on the Wyatt family, because, you know, you're a fan, I'm a fan, why not? Do you potentially see maybe beyond, you know, figures and beyond what they're doing, possibly being able to expand the Wyatt family into, say, something on the network for potentially like their own television show or even their own film? Because there's been a lot of discussion, I know, amongst other Wyatt fans about even seeing a Wyatt family film franchise sort of formed around them, because they are that strong character set that you could do that. So do you agree with that, or do you maybe see them just staying in the wrestling forum?
Well, I think you could find a story to tell with them. Like, just thinking back to their early promos, like when that reporter or whatever went to their house, like they have secrets, like stories to tell, I think. I mean, I think someone could easily write something into their past. Maybe you could even do it, like, how did they become the family they are, and what is their motivation for what they do?
You do the tale of Sister Abigail.
Right, yeah.
Well, you being a filmmaker, do you think you could convince WWE to let you do that?
I would love to do that. That'd be awesome.
WWE, if you listen to this, let him do it. Him do it, please.
WWE Studios, please.
Yes, please.
But I'm just surprised that they kept the Marine franchise going.
The Marine franchise is a very valuable franchise. I think it's actually making money. And,
well, I guess so.
And for us, we get The Miz, and he wins an award for us, you know, that sort of thing.
Man, that's awesome.
See, how that's how you shamelessly plug something, man.
We're shameless, if you can't tell.
Throw it in there. So.
Now, I'm curious, you know, with the videos that you've been doing, I know that only a couple have been released, but have you gotten any feedback from any of the talent yet, or has that kind of not circulated enough for them to see it?
I haven't gotten feedback from the talent in the video. But the funny thing that happened yesterday, when I posted on Facebook that about my WWE stuff, I got a private message from Tyson Kidd. Because we're friends on Facebook, and like every year he wishes me a happy birthday, which is really cool. And he messaged me yesterday. He's like, "You have a contract with the WWE?" I was like, "Yeah." I said, "I'm not wrestling." I said, "I just do videos." And he's like, "Oh, cool. Like, who do you report to?" Blah blah blah. And then I showed him what I did for them so far, and he thought it was really cool. And I don't know. It was just really neat to see him take the moment to message me about it and just wish me luck with what I'm doing.
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
That was really cool that he just noticed my status, because I'm sure he's got like a billion people on his account, like a lot of the wrestlers do. And for him to notice my status out of a bunch of other people's and be interested enough to inquire was just really neat. So thank you, Tyson, if you're listening.
You never know. He's friends of the owner of this network, Tim Stein. So, you know, you never know, you know, because Tim's in Calgary. He's been with Stampede Wrestling, that whole deal. So he knows Tyson Kidd for a very long time. Long, long time ago. Long, long times. As
yes.
It were.
And I like
Tyson and Natty, I believe.
Yeah, Tyson and Natty. So, yeah. I think that's all we could say about Natty without him, you know, jumping down our throats in a minute.
Natty's a very lovely person.
Yes, she is. yeah, I mean, it'd be awesome to hear from the others, but I don't know. I mean, I've interacted with WWE talent on Twitter before, but...
Well, that's good, and it's awesome. Just one person acknowledging your work is awesome. You know what I mean?
I agree. It is.
It goes a long way, because he's a very busy man, and he took the time to talk to you, and that.
Yeah.
That's awesome in general.
No, I completely agree, honestly. He could have just been like, "Oh, okay, bye." Like, but he kept talking to me for a few minutes. Like, I mean, I wasn't going to be that annoying fan. Like, "Oh my God, you're talking to me." Like,
right.
I don't know. It meant a lot that he took the time to notice me and showed interest in what I was doing. And to me, that makes me like him even more. Like, I just have that much more respect for him.
Right.
I want to kind of route back to the videos for a second. Now, sure. We've done the entrance videos. I know that because the one I saw was Goldust's entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm curious, are you just going to stick to the entrance videos, or are you going to kind of expand out now that you've renewed this contract? Or is it just kind of one thing?
Lindsay, you missed it. This man broke a ring. By God, he broke a ring.
Yeah, the first video was Brock Lesnar superplexing Big Show off the top rope and destroying the ring, if you remember that from years ago.
This man's a big deal. He's breaking rings and doing entrances. Come on now.
Well, I want to know if he's expanding beyond that.
Yeah. Well, then one I've been working on these past few weeks, I'm doing like a highlight video of Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels from the Screwjob match.
Oh, that should be really good.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, I just picked little spots in the match to recreate with them. And you could see... like raw footage of that on my Instagram, which is instagram.com/mbg1211.
There you go. There you go, Matt.
And like every time I film a little clip, I post the raw footage of it on there for people to see. So if you want to see a little sneak peek, you could see it there. But what I'm focusing on right now is entrances, move sets, and classic moments. So you'll see some other classic moments. I don't want to reveal them yet, but that's mainly what I'm focusing on. Yeah, it's fun. It really is. My favorite, though, is probably entrances. I've always loved doing those. It's just fun to show their personalities in figure form.
Right.
I'm curious to see how you do the wide entrance.
I really want to do that one, but it's so dark. You'd really just see his head floating.
That's okay.
I'm okay with this.
She has this idea for WrestleMania for them just to float down to the ring.
I do. I really do. That's what I want them to do. It's just like what they did with Taker all those years ago, where they had The Undertaker literally just glide to the ring magically. I want them to do the same thing with the Wyatt family. Like, they just, the Wyatt family gets on the whatever it is that makes them move, and then they just pull them to the ring. God help the person that has to pull all three of them.
Yeah, really.
But
no, I'm definitely planning to use Bray once I have his figure. Which I would probably recreate a Sister Abigail. Like he did to Ray the other night, which was really cool.
That was a great finish.
Yeah. I'd probably recreate one of his crazy ones he did.
You gotta recreate the spider walk.
Yeah, that'd be really cool too. And I could do that with his figure, that's not hard.
Right. See, there's an idea for you.
That is an idea, I like that idea.
Stuff coming to the WWE YouTube channel, courtesy of Matt Goldberg.
Yes.
Little hints, hint, hint, wink, wink. By the way, you don't have an ETA on his figure, do you?
I want to say April? No. Well.
Maybe? Kind of?
Maybe.
Well, if Elite 27 hits next month, I think they're hitting next month, then he'll probably be out April, May-ish, I think is what I remember hearing in the grapevine somewhere.
Keep that ear to the ground.
Well, Toy Fair is Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So his figure might be revealed there again, and maybe the rest of the set might be or something. So maybe some news will come out of that.
And for all your wrestling figure news, go follow twitter.com/WWETNAfigures.
Yes.
You know, that shameless shill.
That Twitter's been actually blowing up lately. I don't know why, the sudden attraction, but I'm happy.
Hey, it's all good. Let people come to Twitters like that.
Yeah.
You know, let it blow up to the moon. Everyone follow that Twitter all the time.
Yeah, if you're a collector, follow it. I mean, I do my best to post everything and anything I find out from people. So,
I don't
earn anything for doing it. It's just me enjoying it.
You enjoying something you love, and that's what counts.
I agree.
Now, everyone knows you from, you know, Terrified and stuff, but everything, all the time we plug is Crash Collision Wrestling. When's the next episode?
2025? No. at the rate I'm leaving. Oh, now it was probably going to be over the summer, but because I'm...
Because you're Mr. Big Time now with this whole fancy WWE thing.
Because I had to do 3 videos a month.
With them.
Yeah, for them. I don't know.
So stay tuned to YouTube.com.
I want to. I've been actually rewriting what's going to happen several times.
There you go.
Like I was saying,
stay tuned to youtube.com/MBG1211.
Yes. It will come eventually, hopefully, but right now I have to focus on WWE.
And that's what matters.
Yes.
So, I'm just curious, since you're focusing on WWE, is that going to delay any documentary projects you might have had in the works, or have you kind of put that on hold? Because I know you have gone back to get your master's as well.
You know, I don't, at least not right now, I don't have plans for any documentaries. I actually just signed up today for a stop motion course for next quarter.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. It got canceled last quarter, which I was really bummed, so I hope it happens this quarter. But there could be some neat projects that come out of that, possibly. But until I start getting into my narrative film classes, which will probably be next year, or later this year, I should say, when I come home, or come back from the summer. I don't know, I've been coming up with some ideas, for thrillers and kind of horror-ish, but not stupid slasher movies. But I don't know. I want to explore some genres I've never done before.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong.
And I don't even know what I'd do a documentary on here. Nothing that exciting goes on here in Savannah, Georgia.
Dude, you should totally do it on Snowpocalypse Part 1 and 2.
We actually had class canceled because It was raining ice. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Welcome to Georgia.
Seriously, like, freak out. I'm like, really? I'm from Illinois. This is a joke.
I'm so with you, man. I'm so with you.
That's so stupid.
I'm watching snowfall.
I can't say anything.
I'm watching snowfall right now. It's not fun.
I mean, I don't like having snow, but
an inch.
I didn't like missing class either, because then we have to make it up on our day off.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it's not fun. So, like, Valentine's Day tomorrow, I have to go to class instead of spending part of the day with my girlfriend, so it's not very nice.
Aww.
Oh, that's not cool.
Oh, actually, I could tell you something cool I'm working on right now.
Okay.
I just remembered, for my screenplay adaptation class, I'm writing a screenplay on Hulk Hogan's life.
Ooh, that'll be cool.
Yeah, and the funny thing, I don't remember if I ever told you guys this, but back at TNA when Eric Bischoff introduced me to Hulk, and Eric told him about my documentary with Lisa, Hulk said that I should tell his story, and I just think it's funny that now I am doing that.
Are you excited to see him return to the big time?
Yes, as long as he's not wrestling.
Yeah, they will not let him wrestle.
Okay, good, because I would be afraid he would do something bad to himself.
He's not passed any of their testing. He will not be allowed to do anything physical, but he can talk.
That's good. Well, that's fine. I mean, just to see him back there will be so cool.
Right. Yeah, it's gonna be fun to see him back for one little time. Are you excited about the network?
That's an understatement. I am so excited for that. I mean, I'm excited to see all the WCW stuff that I grew up with. I don't really remember. Like, I want to go back and watch that whole Monday Night Wars thing. Like
Monday Night War, because there was only one war. Remember this? One war.
No. Hunter and Shaw said there's an S in it. It was on the teleprompter and it was capitalized. It is wars.
Greatest
moment ever.
That was a great moment. But yeah,
but I am excited for that.
Yeah, we are too. It's like you get every pay-per-view for $10. You get all the old pay-per-views.
Yeah, no, that's really cool.
That's awesome.
Honestly, I think it's when I saw that, to be honest, and I watched their announcement online or whatever. Mm-hmm. I got emotional about it because it's so great to see them becoming like an even, like they're always finding new ways to make the product better. And it's just, I don't know, and now to be a part of their family, so to speak, like I'm just really happy to be with them at this time and see them coming up with all these new things. Cause like, who knows, maybe I could make content for their network down the line. Like, I don't. It opens more opportunities for people.
Right.
And stuff.
It really does, because they have 24/7 programming in the NFL. So who knows, at 4 o'clock in the morning, a stop-motion animation feature by Max Wilbur.
Oh my god.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
That would be fantastic. I would love to see you do that.
Oh my god, I would just shit my pants again if that happened.
The question is how many of them can you make in a short amount of time?
If I didn't have school, I could focus on it a lot more, but I took off like a week or two from my Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels thing because of midterms, so it's hard. I mean, to do 3 a month, it's a challenge, but I had to treat it like homework.
Right.
And, I'm glad it keeps me animating because I haven't been animating for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months or so.
It's got you back in a groove.
Yeah, it gets me back to kind of when I began, when I was animating all the time.
Right, which is awesome. And it's awesome that they came and found you and also that you got in touch with them and now you're doing stuff with them. And we are proud. We are proud.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Although I'm a little disappointed in you because I didn't see Terrified in the Sundance list.
I'm sorry.
What the heck, man? What the heck? I was all ready to drive down to Park City to go see Terrified, and it wasn't there. You're getting it in everywhere else.
I know. I'm slacking.
Slacker.
You're slacking, man.
Slacker.
I'm just the worst.
Just the worst. Terrible. Mike Goldberg. Terrible.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just funny how Lisa has really helped me get things out there. Like, I'm just so grateful to have her.
She's
and,
awesome.
Of course, Eric as well. I mean, he changed my life, of course. But it's just funny how just a tweet from her could do all this.
It was only one tweet. She tweeted to you and to Eric Bischoff. Eric Bischoff picked up on it. And now you're a top story on news sites like PWMania.com, the official news source of Wild Talk Radio.
Ding. Who originated this story? Is there any idea?
I don't know.
Because yeah, it's everywhere. It's ridiculous.
It got picked. I saw it this morning on PWMania, and then it just like, oh, here's Matt there. And it's the same story over and over again. So one season. It was like, wow.
So it was said.
Like I wasn't expecting it because I saw the tweets last night. And we were tweeting last night, and I was like, "Oh, cool, tweets, awesome!" I didn't think they would pick up it on the news sites, but hey, they did, and that's awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice plug. I mean, I'm always about publicity.
Exactly.
Can't hurt. But it was just really funny that they picked up on them tweeting about it. I mean, a ton of people were tweeting to me, too, which was cool. I gained, like, a good 10, 15 followers out of it.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong
no,
with that.
No, not at all. But it was funny to see people tweeting to me. It was really neat.
Awesome.
And I'm thankful that they did that.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the story now to see if I can figure out who originated it. But, it got picked up. Everywhere, man. I mean, everywhere.
It's insane. It really is. It's, I mean, literally, like, throughout the day, my friends just keep sending me links. Say, oh, here you are. Like, sites I've never even heard of before.
Right.
Just,
it's all over. You just blew up in one day. That's all that matters.
It's just kind of scary how social media works that way, too. So be careful, people.
Be careful, yeah.
News travels fast.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. One little story can go boom all over the place.
I think Rock and I are very familiar with that.
Yes, we are. Everything gets picked up and just explodes like crazy.
Let's see, it looks like at least PWMania.com is crediting Eric Bischoff for breaking the story, and then I believe they're sourcing the Observer
for
newsletter.
They're sourcing the newsletter for the Flair story, not the Bischoff story. So they're crediting Bischoff. So Eric Bischoff is the source of your story. There you go.
He's trying to make him feel better, you know, or more important that, you know, he got in the Observer. Yeesh!
Is that a big deal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust me. If you're mentioned in the Observer, that's like, they're the inside source for everything.
Wow. Okay.
So there you go. So if you see your name attached to the Wrestling Observer, you sort of are a big deal.
So I should go play the lottery and buy a new house?
Yes. Yes, you should. All right, Matt, plug your stuff again, because we have more show to get to. So plug your stuff.
If you guys want to see my video work, check out youtube.com/MBG1211. You could see my stuff once a month on, WWE's YouTube. It's called, the Action Figure Showdown is a series. It's my friend animates on and I animate on it.
And that's youtube.com/WWEFanNation.
Yes. Thank you. I forgot that's what it is. And then my Twitter is twitter.com/MBGfilms. My Facebooks are facebook.com/MBGfilms and facebook.com/CrashCollisionWrestling and facebook.com/WrestlingFigWed, I think. It's just short for Figure Wednesday.
Which are available 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central,
yes.
Every Wednesday and Friday at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Yes.
There you go.
Get the plug right.
I know.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Wanting to talk to us.
Oh, of course. I know it's been a while. I just swamped with school and stuff, so
you're big,
to chat with you guys.
You're big time, Matt. Big time.
Yeah, you're just big time in us, you know. For those of you that aren't familiar, Matt likes to come and haunt our chat room too every once in a great while and have fun with us, so. But anyway, Matt, thank you again so much for having us. Best of luck.
We'll have you back on as you just continue to grow and grow and grow.
Right?
I'd love to. And thank you.
And again, when you win that Academy Award, shout out.
I'd like to thank the Rack Radio.
There you go. There you go.
Can you imagine?
That'd be awesome, dude.
One day. It's going to happen.
It will.
We'll settle for a Slammy if you win a Slammy. How about that?
All right. I could settle for a Slammy.
Anyone can settle for a Slammy.
Anyway, you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and when we come back, we are going to be talking all about tonight's exciting Impact. We had debuts, we had matches, and well, we had some intense moments. So we'll fill you in on all the details right after the break right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
It was only late last night, he was up there sleeping. Then he called you up to check if you were waiting by the phone. All the world at Candy's store, he's been trick-or-treating. When it comes to two left go with him, there's no one home. He's a cold-hearted neighbor. Look into his eyes. Uh-oh, he's been telling lies. He's a lover boy at play. He don't play violence.
There exists a place where man's unyielding will and aspiration, a structure where his desire and strength is notoriety and legacy are neutralized. Six shall challenge its vicious legend. Only one will reap the reward of its brutality.
Go to WrestleMania as WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
All will suffer. Bear witness to the Elimination Chamber. Live 1 week from Sunday on pay-per-view.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were Fandangling, yes, Let's Go Cena, Cena Sucks, and What's Up? Sub, what'd you pick?
I think I picked Cena Sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was it? You're great.
Great. I love these picks.
Sub, you picked Yes, Yes, Yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel O'Brien.
Yeah!
why didn't I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Sure. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick...
No, I didn't hear the Oscar of Daniel O'Brien yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to tame the Cobra.
No, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he took the snake charmer. No. No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year, Sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one. Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get a problem? Can I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'm gonna go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
All right. So you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WTR pick. Subway, you were 500. You were four and four. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait. Damn. I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I'm thinking
something disconnected from my brain.
I ain't taking calls. I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's been.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
This is the new face of Impact Wrestling, Christopher Daniels, letting you know that you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
I love this song.
Anyway, welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Memorabilia Lane, MemaLanePromo.com, for all your memorabilia needs. If you're just joining us, you missed our fantastic interview with filmmaker extraordinaire Matt Goldberg. He's working with WWE on stop-motion animation films. Go check him out, MBGFilms1211 at YouTube.com, because they're awesome.
You blew it. It's youtube.com/mbg1211. God, you're just as bad as him.
I'm fired.
You're fired. God.
I tried. You know what? I'm sick. That's my excuse. I'm sick.
I only plugged it like 7 times. Couldn't even do it. Jesus, God.
You're the shill master, not me.
I know, right? Anyway, we're back.
Anyway, we're back, and we are here to talk about tonight's exciting Impact, because, well, stuff happened.
Stuff did happen on this show. Lots of stuff.
And you know what? Impact opened tonight with Dixie and the gang taking the ring.
You sold out.
I mean, Dixie was really hard to hear because the crowd was really that loud. She was getting that much heat that she was almost impossible to hear.
Yeah.
She basically thanked everyone for their ovation. And she lets us know that, you know, she hasn't lost an ounce of sleep over MVP. She tells us that she will never lose control of TNA, and that, you know, that would be like her having a bad hair day. Which is tremendous. Dixie then goes on to say that she has something else that MVP will just never have.
What's that?
Magnus.
Yeah, he will not have Magnus. This is true.
And, you know, because clearly they ran out of Walmart.
Continue.
Sorry, I was writing some more Alec comments as I was doing the recap. You know, EC3 then takes the mic, and he says, you know, she also has an equally stunning nephew who basically, you know, ended Kurt Angle's career. Hi, Aunt D, I'm right here. But, you know, she kind of sort of brushes Ethan off. And Magnus then takes the mic. He puts down Manchester. He puts down England. Basically because, you know, he's ashamed of the fans and their behavior and how they're not becoming of a champion. He's not a sellout. He's not a paper champion.
Boring, boring, boring.
I will say this. I love the fans at this show. They were amazing. I love it when they go overseas. Mm-hmm. The fans are hilarious.
Yes, they are.
Magnus then put Dixie over. He calls her a beacon of American capitalism and that she is a great lady. He says that she was a visionary when she saw his face in a magazine and she immediately had to hop a plane and cross the pond and sign him. Which, of course, you know, started his legacy and his destiny.
Right.
Magnus then addresses MVP and, you know, has kind of the burn of the night, which is he wonders what jail cell MVP came from.
They're basically talking about pecking order and has said he's not for sale and he doesn't sell out. And then everyone starts chanting, you sold out, you sold out. And then out walked the new investor, MVP.
With Samoa Joe, MVP says that, well, if Magnus can't be bought, then he hopes that Magnus got a good deal on Dixie. Especially, you know, considering all that wear and tear and mileage she's got on her.
Oh, nice little shot there.
Burn! I kind of love this grouping. Kind of awesome.
It is kind of nice.
MVP then announces that Joe will face Magnus at Lockdown until Gunnar walks out.
Gunnar came out and basically said, you know, Magnus looks like he's ready to fight, and he's sick and tired of carrying around a briefcase, but he will give him 7 days to prepare, because next week on Impact, Gunnar is cashing in.
Maybe. Because, well, Dixie says he's got to have control of that briefcase for that to happen. And, you know, basically Dixie puts him in a match with EC3 for the briefcase tonight.
Ooh, well, very nice.
MVP's not one to be outdone, so he says that, well, he, you know, Carter has a briefcase too, doesn't he? Well, why don't we put C3PO, I mean, Ethan Carter III's briefcase, on the line too, where it's a winner-take-all situation in a ladder match.
Ooh. That's interesting.
Up in the States.
Up in the States. Big time match to start off the show. Both briefcases on the line in a ladder match. That's kind of a big deal.
It is kind of a big deal. And to, you know, up the stakes even further, MVP says if there are any shenanigans, there will be consequences and he will level the playing field.
He's going to be paying attention. Paying close attention to what happens in our opening contest of the evening. EC3 versus Gunnar, but yeah, before we get to the match, that was a nice way to start off the show.
It was a really nice way to start off the show. I like how they're continuing to build the tension.
They're really going for the tension between MVP and Dixie. It's getting hot really, really quick. Which is good, which is what they need to do. They need to show the tension between the two. But yeah,
oh, I agree, 100%.
But yeah, we had EC3 versus Gunner. Magnus came down during the matchup. So to even up the odds, out came the Cowboy, James Storm. And, well, that caused the thing to be, you know, thrown out a little bit as MVP came out. And then changed the match since, you know, Magnus wants to get involved and James Storm is Gunner's partner. Let's make it a tag team match. Gunner and Storm versus EC3 and Magnus for both briefcases in a winners-take-all match.
Yeah. Things just got interesting, folks. And, well, needless to say, James Storm got the victory, but Gunner got the briefcases when he kind of fell off the ladder and the briefcases came with him.
What he did was he pulled down on the briefcases, right? And the chain thing that was holding onto it just came down to it was like, and we're going to go for a ride, and woo! Down we go.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't supposed to happen like that.
I don't think it was supposed to go along those lines, but hey, it paid for an interesting moment. The match itself was fine. That was the standout moment. It's like, let's go for a ride, Gunner. Whee!
Right?
So
He glided off the ladder to the ring, where he successfully picked up the victory and the briefcases.
So now they have the TNA tag title shot and the world title shot.
And as they hyped, Gunner will be cashing in next week. Or will there be some tension between the Cowboy and Gunner?
We'll have to see. They seem to be on the same page right now. We'll see.
But will Storm settle for a tag title shot?
Again, we'll have to find out next week.
We will. After this, we cut to the backstage where Anderson is getting ready for his match. He's studying his wedding ring as he plops it in his bag. And he says, you know, this match with Bully, it's not about a cut, it's not about a club, and it's not about a world championship. This is all about the one thing that Anderson has that Bully doesn't, and that's a family. Anderson has a family, he has a wife, he has a children, and Bully doesn't. And Bully's jealous.
And then he did the all moment of the night where he pulled up a picture of his family on his phone.
They're so cute.
They gotta be 2 weeks old at this point. 2-3 weeks old.
Yeah, but he's basically got the first professional picture of the twins and, oh my god, they're so cute. I literally went, aww.
Oh my god. Oh god.
I'm a girl. What do you want from me?
No, I'm saying Tumblr. Oh good lord. Anyway. Oh, no.
I'm not gonna look.
More Photoshop. It's getting out of control. Anyway.
Oh, is it the Harper one?
No. Now we have a Rowan.
Oh God, I'm not gonna look. I don't want to look. Harper scared me enough. I'm not looking at Rowan. And y'all don't want to know.
You don't want to know. And yes, you do want to look. Anyway.
Anyway, we cut back elsewhere backstage after the break, where you know we have the Bromans and Zima Ion basically walking in on Spud. Taping off the office.
Alright, let me explain this. He's trying to divide the office in half, but give Dixie the bigger half of the side, giving her more flowers, that whole thing, because, well, you know, she's the madam. She's you know, important to him. So he's trying to do everything he can to basically suck up to Dixie Carter. And that's what he basically did. And, well, then... basically what it set up was, MVP, you know, there was an argument about the tag titles, and MVP came in, and put the Bromans and, Zima Ion into a match, a six-man tag team match against the Wolves and a mystery partner, and the Bromans weren't happy about it.
No, basically the deal with this was that EC3 had the tag title shot, and he had made a deal with the Bromans that he wasn't going to cash it in for a very, very, very long time. Basically ensuring that they would get to keep their titles. Well, now that's all changed with Storm and Gunner obviously getting the title shot.
Right.
So, you know, they were trying to figure out what was going on and what the deal was with the title shot.
Mm-hmm.
Spud didn't know. Dixie was in makeup. And, you know, MVP decides, well, hey, let's make a match. And they continue to argue with him. He threatens to strip them of the titles. That didn't go over well, so, well, he puts them in a match. And as they leave, he goes, they're really not going to like who the mystery guy is.
Nope.
Because he's going to kill you. After the break, we see the Bromans and Zima Ion taking on the Wolves in their in-ring debut, in TNA anyway, and Samoa Joe.
Right. And, well, since you mentioned him...
You're welcome, Brent. Hit that horn.
So we had Bromans and Zima Ion against the Wolves and Samoa Joe. Really good stuff. You could tell the Wolves are hard hitting. The chops in this match was really, really out of control. They were just chopping the crap out of each other. Nice match. Joe and the Wolves picked up the victory as Joe put on the rear naked choke for the victory.
My only issue with this is I didn't like the Wolves' ring gear. I really like them walking around in the black suits. I think it suits them very nicely.
Well, they can't wrestle in the suits.
I know they can't wrestle in the suits, but it's... I don't know. Their gear, to me, it doesn't feel as badass.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think if they were black and the claw was red and it wasn't, you know, white and blue, yeah, it would have looked better.
I mean, that's just me. That's just my personal preference. But it's like they're, you know, their build is these badasses and they come out looking like that and it's like, eh? So it just, the gear didn't do it for me. But otherwise, this was a really, really fantastic match.
It was good stuff. And again, Joe picked up the win as he continues to dominate as he heads into a lockdown for the World Heavyweight Championship.
I'm okay with this.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
After this, we go to the backstage where we see Abyss walking around. And, well, he basically threatens a stagehand for looking at him. As we come back from break, we see Dixie talking to Velvet, basically, you know, with MVP there. And she tells Velvet that she's got to go through with the match with Saban, that, you know, she's not paid to sit around and look pretty, so she has to do the match. MVP kind of takes exception to this and, you know, basically says, you know, you're going to have a girl fight a guy. Which, honestly, I actually kind of wanted to see Velvet's legit take on Saban.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really kind of wanted to see that. Not going to lie, because I think Velvet could take him.
I believe so.
Anyway, Dixie, you know, wishes that MVP were a wrestler so she could force him into a match and have someone put him through a table. Spud then steps up to MVP. The two argue a little bit. And, well, MVP makes himself a little match where we're going to see the in-ring debut of MVP taking on one rock star Spud.
Well,
oh, Spud.
Spud is the winner of British Boot Camp, so, you know, we got an MVP and a winner of British Boot Camp going to collide tonight.
Yes, we do. But after this came, at least in my opinion, the segment of the night.
Oh, without question, segment of the night. And for the first time ever, ladies and gentlemen, the monster is unmasked and speaks.
Keep those lights dim. I'm sorry. I never wanted this to happen this way. I never wanted things to happen this way. But my good buddy, Eric Young. Eric Young, you wanted to prove that Abyss and Joseph Park were one and the same. Well, come down here and see what you've done.
Is can just sense the hesitation as Eric Young makes his way towards the ring, being called out by his, I guess, former partner.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Eric Young, what do you do? I mean, what do you say to the Monster Abyss? I mean, how do you explain? Look at this. Do you want to get in the ring and talk to that guy?
No, thank you. You can sense the danger that Eric Young is in, and just by his body language, I think Eric senses it as well.
Well, Eric Young might be a psychomaniac himself,
Jack,
but he's not dumb.
I was just trying to help.
What's the matter, EY? Why won't you get closer to me? Are you afraid?
I proved last week in that Monsters Ball match that I'm not afraid of anything. What I don't understand is what's going on here. You asked for my help. You asked me to help you find your brother Abyss. And I did that, and he's standing right there.
Eric, this is the reality of what you did last week. This is the reality of what you did. And yeah, you proved that I am Abyss.
What I proved is that you're my friend. I love Abyss like these people love Abyss. What I proved is that Abyss and Joseph Park are the same person. When I pulled your mask off last week, I showed you exactly who you are.
Who I am, Eric? Who am I, Eric? Who the hell am I? Better yet, who the hell are you? Huh? Who the hell are you? Unless you've been me, or been there, or know what the hell you're talking about. I have carved my body to bits. I have destroyed people's lives. I have destroyed careers. I have left carnage wherever I go. Look at my arms. Look at the scars. They tell the story. The blood, the barbed wire. EY. I can't be him anymore. I can't do what he did anymore with the conscience, the violence, the blood, the destruction. I can't be him anymore. What I need, I need help.
Look, hey, we've came this far. Let's finish this together. I can help you, man. I can help you.
I don't need your help! I don't want your help! You and I are done! Yeah. What I need to do, EY, I need to go away. I need to go away. And I need to fix this. I need to fix your mistake. I need to find somebody who truly understands me. Yeah. I'm gonna find somebody who truly understands me, and I'm gonna fix this.
That was tremendous. If you need to see it, go watch it on TNA's YouTube page, because obviously they have it available for you to watch. This was a fantastic story between the two. And I loved how Abyss is like, I'm going to go find somebody that understands me.
3, 2, 1.
Jim Mitchell, anybody?
A lot of people thought that. What I thought.
I'd be okay with it. If Jim Mitchell came back, I'd be totally okay with it.
Yeah.
Just not the do-rag.
Not the do-rag, but this was a fantastic segment. The intensity was tremendous. The stare down between the two was awesome. Yeah. Can't say anything more than that. It was awesome. It was tremendous. Good stuff all around from both sides. And it's like, that's Abyss, but that's Joseph, and he doesn't want to be Abyss, and yeah.
Yeah, basically the gist is he invented Joseph Park as a way to not have to be Abyss anymore, because he morally cannot be Abyss anymore.
He's tired of being the monster.
And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he kept switching between Joseph and Abyss.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it's like, so it was really Abyss the whole time. He was in control the whole time.
But every time EY got close, the monster came out.
Right.
Good stuff. That was tremendous.
I can't wait to see more of this. This was easily segment of the night. Bravo to both of them. Bravo to TNA on this. This was well done.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, after this, we move back to the backstage where we see yet another developing story in Sam Sean Christy Hemme. He helps Christy with her luggage. And, you know, he tells her, she's right. They should be professional. They shake hands on it. And then as he's walking away, he sniffs his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy much?
Mm-hmm. That's my reaction. Creepy. Oh, I don't got a better reaction than that. But,
Anyway, after this, we see MVP taking on Rockstar Spud.
Destroyed Rockstar Spud, but all props to Rockstar Spud for getting in there with MVP and wearing the bow tie.
Right? I love he wrestles in the bow tie.
Fantastic. MVP won with the running boot to the head for the victory. So yeah, MVP dominated Rockstar Spud, as he should.
Sorry, had to take a drink of water for a minute.
We're teasing for the casket match. Up next is Chris Sabin versus Velvet Sky. Bobby Roode is looking around for Dixie Carter, screaming, "Dixie! Dixie! Dixie!"
Right? And he was angry.
Yeah. And then, okay. Alright. They just posted this, so I'm going to play it right now. I don't know. He's on drugs. Listen.
When the past reminds you of how good you were, the future awaits your fate. While the present eats away at your shallow core, some call a soul. He doesn't think like you, nor does he feel like you. His alien ways are the reason for my very existence. We were all born dying. As the avenging angel, I celebrate sorrow in honor of his death. We love, we hate, we die for the night in Willow's Way. In Willow's Way.
Willow is coming.
Okay, I'm just going to ruin it for everybody right now because I have to ask this question. Is this Jeff Hardy's version of Black Rain?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Apparently it's his Omega personality. Willow is coming to TNA.
Oh dear. We're going to have to talk about this after the show. Just so you know. Because I have questions and exclamations that cannot be said on the air.
Okay.
For certain reasons. Basically, it's a big WTF. That's exactly what it is.
So we had Willow, the Wisp, coming to TNA. Willow, whatever you want to call it. And then, well, got a little interaction backstage between Bobby Roode and Madame Dixie.
Yes.
I am not kidding you. This guy is driving me crazy. I swear to you, at every turn, he is trying to one-up me. I can't take it anymore. Listen, I've talked to my parents. I've talked to the banks that we work with. I need you to turn up.
Dixie. Roland, I'll call you back.
Dixie.
Yes, Bobby.
We had a deal, right?
Yes.
We had a deal. I held up my end of the bargain. I saved Magnus's ass not once, but twice. You owe me a title shot.
I gave you that title shot. You lost to Joe in your title shot, Bobby.
Yeah.
And what I'm seeing here is a sore loser.
I'm a sore loser.
Yes.
I'm a sore loser.
It's okay. Stay there. It's okay.
Dixie, you promised me that you would have my back just like I had yours. Right? You owe me a world title shot.
I don't owe you anything, Bobby.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, look into my eyes and listen real good, because you know what, Dixie? You don't want me as your enemy. You do not want me against you. Do you understand?
Understand.
Good.
Bobby had a freak out.
Just a little bit, yeah.
A little bit? That's an understatement. He wants his title shot. He's going to do anything he can to get it. He had a freak out on Dixie Carter.
Yep. And while Dixie's freaking out herself, she apparently is not getting along with MVP very well.
No, she's not.
So, well, are we starting to see the cracks in Dixieland?
I think we sort of are. Up next, it is Chris Sabin versus Velvet Sky. Before the match could really begin, Sabin said that because he is a gentleman, he will ask Velvet Sky to get the first shot absolutely free. And he basically said Velvet Sky gets, you know, what's wrong? Because you get all the attention, because this is what you want. You get all the attention, and then, you know, and then he called her a skank.
And then he got kicked in the knee.
Kicked in the knee, and then he basically said, who kicks someone in the knee? And, well, then she kicks him in the yambag. And he was prepared for the first yambag shot because he had a cup, which Taz later pointed out was small.
Thank you, Taz.
So as he got rid of the cup, she hit him in the yambag again with a low blow and then started to beat on him.
And, well, this didn't last very long because Sabin had
help.
Another kind of protection.
She did. Yes, he did. As a,
in the
go ahead.
In the form of, I believe her name is Alpha Female?
Believe so, yes.
Who is a gigantic blonde badass? I don't know how to describe her. She's huge.
Yeah, she got in there, got a hold of Velvet Sky, put her in the full Nelson. You basically wore her down, put her down on the ground, and then Sabin, with all of his heart, danced all giddy, covered Velvet Sky for a low 1, 2, 3, as, you know, well, the Alpha Female count. There was no official actual count.
Now, I have my kind of critique of this segment.
Okay.
Because my issue with it is this. This felt a little weak, because like I told you, I was actually really looking forward to this, and I really kind of wanted to see Sabin and Velvet go a little bit. And Velvet got some shots in on Sabin, but particularly when she had him on the ground and she was beating on his back, you could tell she was really holding back.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing when Alpha Female had a hold of Velvet, she was holding back.
Right.
So it's something of this came off at least a little weak to me. Just because you could tell that they were really trying not to hurt each other. They were trying to be really safe with this. For all the obvious reasons, just it took away from it just a little bit for me.
I agree. But the segment was well done, even with those issues.
Oh, the segment was well done. It was a good way to introduce Alpha Female. And we'll have to see where this goes from here.
Yes, we will. Go ahead.
We cut to the backstage where we see Bully in the men's locker room. He's digging through Anderson's bag. And he finds Anderson's phone with a picture of the family on it. And he goes, "Oh, how cute." He then, you know, decides to make a phone call on Anderson's phone. And who does he call? Well, the wifey. Not his wifey. Anderson's wifey. Basically, Bully tells her, this is the phone call that she's been dreading her entire life.
And I love that he did, do you know who I am?
Right. And, you know, basically tells her that it hasn't happened yet, but when Anderson comes home, he is going to come home in a coffin. And Bully then adds, by the way, tell the twins, Daddy says goodbye.
He was an absolute dick, and it was fantastic.
He was a creepy dick. I'm sorry, this was creepy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm in 100% agreement with you. He was a creepy dick. Many ways that could go, but we're just going to leave it there.
Yeah, not touching that with a 10-foot pole, but anyway, great segment by Bully. So, kind of curious to see where he goes from there. We then proceed to go elsewhere backstage where we see Bobby. He's obviously calmed down, and he's saying that, you know, he can't handle anymore. He can't deal with this anymore, and he's got to clear his head and he's got to think.
It's over.
Everything's become too much for him, and he needs to figure things out. The roving camera's asking him, you know, trying to figure out what's going on. Bobby's not giving any answers, and, well, before they can get the answers, security comes in and escorts Bobby Roode out. Per Dixie Carter.
Right. Which he was expecting.
We'll
see what happens next week. And they hype next week, Gunnar cashes in against Magnus, so we'll see if that transpires. But it is now main event time, and apparently, for the last 3 weeks, we've been saying coffin. They've been saying coffin. But the hashtag for this match was hashtag casket match.
I don't think WWE owns the trademark of casket matches.
I know, but they've been saying coffin on TV the entire time. And then it's hashtag casket match. So it's Bully Ray, Mr. Anderson in a casket match.
In a really good match.
Good match. Really good match. They used the tables involved. Chairs were involved. The casket got broken a little bit, which they said they're not going to get their deposit back anymore.
No. Well, to be fair, if you look at the lid, because they broke the lid off, it was kind of a cheap casket to begin with.
But then, after Anderson blocks the pile driver, Mike check, face first, Bully Ray goes into the casket. Anderson finds the lid, puts it on top of Bully, and wins the match. Mr. Anderson wins the grudge match between the two. So it looks like it is all over between Bully and Anderson.
Unless they try to do an Inferno match, I don't know, but yeah. So Bully's going home in a box, and Anderson's just going home.
Maybe. But then we thought, oh, that's the end of the show. Oh, no. We go backstage to Dixie's office. Well, their office. One last time.
Well, if it isn't the lovely Miss Carter. You know, I had fun with your chief of staff out there. Tell me, has Spud regained consciousness yet?
Listen, let's cut to the chase, okay? Ever since you acquired shares in my company, you've been leveraging that to involve yourself in wrestling operations. Well, that's gonna stop, okay? I know you have no tolerance for me, but I have zero for you. So I have a little proposal for you.
Do you know?
I want to buy your shares in TNA.
What makes you think I'm willing to sell?
Well, my experience with wrestlers has been that they're not very good businessmen.
Ooh.
But I was hoping that even you might be better than that.
Even me?
Yes. Look. Here's the contract. All you have to do is sign it, and I'll have the wire transferred to your account tomorrow. It is a significant amount of money.
This is a substantial amount of money. I have to say, this is, my portion of profits from this would be, the biggest single payday I've ever seen.
That's because you are a wrestler, and I am an entrepreneur. But you can be better than that if you sign this and take the money.
I didn't come here to,
make money?
No, it's not about money. I came here to make TNA a better company. I came here to make TNA realize its maximum potential, and I haven't even scratched the surface yet. I'm not even close to being done.
Honestly, what are you thinking?
What I'm thinking is that while your offer is a substantial one, no can do.
Unreal. You are crazy. You are crazy.
Well, I am a professional wrestler, so maybe just a little. And as a wrestler, at heart, I think I have a solution. Lethal lockdown. Two teams of four. My team versus your team. Winner assumes complete control of TNA wrestling operations.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You want my shares? You got to bring yours to the team.
You will never make this kind of money, ever. And I will never, ever give you control of wrestling operations of this company.
You should stick to running the business and allow me to handle the wrestling.
I want your shares.
I want control.
You're not going to have it.
Time is up. Make a decision or you're done.
You are going to be sorry. Sorry you ever put me in this position. You're going to get what you wish for, but it's not going to be what you wanted.
I think you'll be surprised when it's all said and done who ends up running things and who ends up running away.
In your dreams.
They're switching the flowers around and she's putting them back.
That was fantastic.
So a very interesting way to close the show. You have Dixie Carter trying to buy MVP out. He cannot be bought, at least right now. And, well, they're already putting control of the company up for grabs, which, you think it's a little too soon for that?
A little too soon, but I get why they're doing it. Big stage, lockdown, put it all on the line.
And you could always have it be Dixie's struggle to get the company back.
I think that's where we're headed.
So, overall, good impact.
Good impact.
It moved very well.
It moved very, very well. Yes, I will agree with that.
Wrestling was good. I still say the EY Abyss segment was segment of the night.
Without question.
I mean, good lord, well done to those guys.
Yeah, without question. Without question. Really good segment, and, well, see what happens.
We will, but on that note, we're going to take our second and final break of the evening.
Yes.
And when we come back, well, we're going to give you the news that we intended to at the start of the show until we got surprised by Matt Goldberg. And, well, we've got discussions and question of the night.
And tweet of the week, so we're going to jam it all pack in really, really quick fashion when we come back.
Yes, so you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns,
after 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments. And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for the latest in all things TNA wrestling? Then look no further than TNAsylum.com. TNA Asylum keeps you up to date on all the happenings in TNA wrestling, along with featured columns,
full coverage of TNA-related events, and first look on the behind-the-scenes events of TNA that you can't find anywhere else. Log on right now to the haven for TNA fans, TNAsylum.com.
You've heard the buzz.
Today is a new beginning and a milestone for the WWE.
Now, the wait is over.
This arena is buzzing with anticipation as we welcome you to the excitement of NXT.
It's NXT Arrival, a live action-packed special exclusively on the WWE Network. Experience all the excitement from the brightest new superstars.
You are now looking at the future of the WWE.
NXT Arrival, live February 27th, 8, 7 Central, exclusively on the WWE Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Your ass better call somebody!
It's me, it's me, it's that D-O-double-G mobbing once again with Wild Talk Radio. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it!
Of course, by our friends over at Memorabilia Lane. That's right, memlanepromo.com for all your memorabilia needs. And now we're going to go right into Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
I guess I go first, since you know you only have 20 this week.
I only have 20 this week. I'm slacking. Well, I came down from the 46 I had last week.
I'm so proud. Dolph Ziggler. I'm pretty confident. Just not old guy doing calisthenics in the sauna wearing only Crocs. Confident. Crocs are a bold move. Hashtag ballsy. Roman Reigns, if you do a Superman punch, in quotations, do you really need a bulletproof vest? PS vests are so 2013. To which he responds, why else? Chicks dig the Superman / Batman look. Hashtag superhero swag. Hashtag SmackDown. Oh, Roman.
Very special.
And Eric Bischoff. Anxious to hear more about at MBG Films, follow him today. Signing with at WWE, Matt is a great young man with the talent and determination to be a great asset.
Boy, only if we could talk to that dude.
Didn't we? Yeah, you know.
You know, that sort of thing.
If you missed it, we kind of talked to him at the beginning of the show.
Sort of a big deal now. Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
All right, here we go. This is Katie Nolan quoting Conan O'Brien. NBC has the Olympics. It's a big, big deal. They'll finally show someone who's okay with passing the torch. Hashtag, oh, it burns. Zeb Coulter. I had a sign for SmackDown, but it was widely rumored that an illegal snuck in and stole them. Backstages? I guess that's supposed to be backstages. I don't know. Anyway, Samoa Joe, EC3 down. She tried to fire up, but the gate agent came out of left field and cut her in half. It all went down at gate B20. Michael Ian Black, I'll be impressed when an NFL player comes out being Jewish.
Oh!
Bully Ray, curling in the Olympics will be so much better if it was full contact, and they could cut promos on each other. Yes, it would. Betty fucking White, Clorox actual slogan is one cup, twice as many loads. I don't want to see that video. Dave Lagana, hashtag Olympic pickup lines. Hey, I don't have a light bulb in my room. At Sochi problems. Betty fucking White, I prefer to do it slope style. Hashtag Olympic pickup lines. Once again, more Olympic pickup lines from Betty White. Betty fucking might. Don't worry, I have plenty of luge.
Oh.
Bully Ray. Heard Betty White was just on Raw. I would like to invite her to at Impact Wrestling on Spike TV and give her some wood. See, when I know I'm doing Lindsay's job next, I can't speak correctly.
Yay for being sick.
It's part of the job. Samoa Joe, Twitter. Rock solid opinions on situations I'm vaguely familiar with, interspaced with pictures taken in a mirror. Yeah, that is Twitter. Not Regal. Regal says, Lita must be having the month of her life. Punk out of the WWE, Matt Hardy arrested, and now she gets to go into the Hall of Fame. Funny or die for hashtag sexy video games. Frog her. Jimmy Corderas. Call of Booty. Hashtag sexy video games. These are all hashtag sexy video games. So it's, we'll continue. Jimmy Corderas. Money shots golf. Open knees. Betty Frickin' White. Words with friends with benefits. Implants versus zombies. Jimmy Corderas. Mike Tyson's pull out. Jimmy Corderas. Horny teenage Ninja Turtles. And finally, Big E Langston. Big E. I sold Langston for a Segway and a couple of 40s. That is Tweet of the Week. And there was no shots at Tony Romo. Aren't you so proud?
I am so proud of you.
So that is Tweet of the Week right here on Wild Talk Radio. And as I mentioned, I'm taking over for Lindsay because, well, she's sick.
Yeah, sorry y'all. I have to save my voice. I'm trying. I'm really trying.
So we're getting into the news presented, as always, by PWMania.com, your number one source for pro wrestling news.
Yeah.
Couple little tidbits. Matt Goldberg is in the news because, well, he's a big deal. Check that out. But as you heard in the break, NXT Arrival is coming to the WWE Network on February 27th, and we have a start time, Lindsay.
We do?
8 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, bastards. Oh, you bastards.
So by the looks of it, we will be going head-to-head for at least an hour with Impact Wrestling. Gonna warn you all now, we're probably covering NXT Arrival.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna make the executive decision. No offense to Impact, but I really... really, really want to see NXT. I'm really excited to see this show They're doing a nice job of building it. I'm excited for it. I know Rock's excited for it. So we're going to make the executive decision and say that probably next week we will be talking about NXT.
No, on the 27th we got two.
Or I'm sorry, on the 27th. Forgive me. 27th we will be talking about NXT Arrival.
But
over
we,
Impact.
Yeah, but we will be talking, we will be previewing NXT Arrival next week on the show.
Yes, we will be previewing it. And we will also make it, we will also cover Impact, and that will be, I believe, on the Rack Extra.
I think so, yes. We probably,
that's what we agreed upon?
I think so. I know, we talked about some months, but things we'll know. Stay tuned, we'll tell you.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
Speaking of things airing on the WWE Network, it was announced on Monday Night Raw that Lita is going into the WWE Hall of Fame, as I put out in Tweet of the Week. But
we
did, if you didn't hear last week's show, well, we kind of sort of told you it was happening. So, you know, we're awesome like that. But one thing that was announced on Wednesday during WWE Main Event and on WWE.com, thanks to Triple H, he dropped a bombshell on the people live on the WWE Network on Saturday night, April 5th, is it?
I believe so.
The night before WrestleMania, whatever the date is. I think it's April 6th is WrestleMania, so April 5th. I could be wrong. Don't shoot the messenger. Anyway, it's the night before WrestleMania. The WWE Hall of Fame will be live on the WWE Network, the entire show live. No waiting around, no waiting for the DVD, no one-hour special. You'll hear all the inductions, speeches, everything. WWE Network. I'm stoked.
I'm super excited. And if you didn't have a reason to buy the network before, I mean, shut up. We're going to get the entire Hall of Fame.
Right?
Probably the unedited version of the Hall of Fame.
It's live?
That's yeah, pretty sweet.
That is fucking sweet. That we're going to have the WWE. They did it once online. I remember this. And it was awesome. But now we get the entire thing on the WWE Network for everyone to see. I'm stoked.
Oh, I'm with you there. I'm super stoked. It's, when he said that, it's like, sweet.
That's $10 right there. That is worth it.
Right? And then it's like the next day you get WrestleMania? And
usually you have to wait to buy the DVD to get them together, and just, you can put $10. Get them as it happens live.
And you don't need to keep selling me, guys. I'm sold.
Right, but they're going to continue to sell you over and over and over again.
Fair enough.
Speaking of WWE things, as I mentioned in Tweet of the Week, Big E sold his last name for a couple of 40s. A segue, because he is now known as just Big E.
But he wasn't the only one with the name change.
No, he was not. He is no longer Antonio. He is just Cesaro. Simple and to the point. Cesaro and Big E are the names. Better for branding.
Better for branding, and also it's something of they're branding them for what they call them on television. Whenever the announcers typically refer to them, they refer to them as Big E or as Cesaro. So it's something of they're just, since they're already kind of doing that on television, just change it over on WWE.com, and that makes it a little bit easier.
Right. So yeah, nothing. The internet went, oh my god, they changed the name. WWE is in one of their moves, so they're changing the names. Let's see how it goes. You never know, Antonio and Langston could return. Some point. But for now,
if he wanted to return, you never know.
Right. Other WWE news. It is announced on August 17th, live from Los Angeles, California, available on the WWE Network, SummerSlam will be back in Los Angeles this year.
I'm so shocked.
I know. There were rumors it could go to New York or whatever, but it is staying in Los Angeles because they like it, because they can hobnob with celebrities, do all their charity events. It is what they want. So, you know, SummerSlam location and date have been officially announced.
But you know what else has been announced?
What's that?
That as of next week, it will be official. The Miz and Maryse are tying the knot.
Congratulations to the Miz and Maryse.
So he's coming off the market, folks.
I think many people knew that for a while. But
hey, it's never official until they get married.
Until they get married. They're going to walk down the aisle next weekend, yes. He's missing the Elimination Chamber because he's getting married.
So congratulations to him and congratulations to Maryse. I want pictures. I want to see the dress.
Yes.
And the tux. I want to see the dress and the tux.
I get this feeling Twitter will be all abuzz with pictures. Stay tuned and follow the Miz and Maryse on Twitter.
Sweet.
WWE has been big on announcing things as of late, and they announced yesterday the couple new WWE-produced films. WWE Studios will be releasing another edition of The Marine, Marine 4, starring, once again, Mike the Miz Mizanin. This will be the first time a wrestler will be doing another version of the Marine, the same person, because Ted DiBiase and John Cena only did one. But Miz will not be alone in that, as he will be joined by WWE diva Summer Rae.
So could she be a love interest?
Possibly. Quite possibly. Could be something happen between Summer Rae and the Miz.
Well, it should be noted that didn't Miz have the most successful of the three?
I believe so. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe so.
So, well, you know, that would make sense that he gets a second one.
Yeah. It was a popular seller, so they gave him one more run at the movie. Speaking of other movies, Jingle All the Way is having a sequel. Yes, Jingle All the Way 2 has been announced by WWE Studios, a follow-up to the classic 1996 movie starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad. And this one will feature Larry the Cable Guy as the headliner. But joining him will be WWE superstar and former guest of The Rock, Santino Marella.
Why?
I don't know.
Hey, nothing against Santino, but Larry the Cable Guy?
He was a Tooth Fairy, now he's in Jingle All the Way.
Oh. No. No. No.
You go from big muscle guys from like The Rock and Arnold Schwarzenegger in those respective movies to Larry the Cable Guy. Little fall off.
Just a little bit.
They've also announced that WWE Studios Scooby-Doo WrestleMania Mystery will be out on home video on March 25th, thanks to Warner Brothers, followed by Leprechaun Origins, which stars Hornswoggle, which will be released in August by Lionsgate, and the Soska Sisters will be selling See No Evil 2, released by Lionsgate in October, and The Fallout Guy with Dwayne Johnson will be out in 2015.
Very nice.
So more things happening with WWE Superstars and WWE Studios, and it's coming out in this year, so that's kind of awesome.
Ooh.
A couple of TNA notes. TNA Sacrifice will be live on pay-per-view on April 27th from Orlando, Florida. Lockdown, they announced on their Twitter social media pages and Facebook. Lockdown returns with all cages this year. It's an all-cage format once again.
Should be interesting.
It should be interesting. And one final note. this is an interesting one. Courtesy of the Daily Mail over in the United Kingdom. A mother condemns school hairstyle rules after, you know, they put her son in isolation. If you're not aware of this story, I'll tell you all about it. A mother has condemned her son's school over-the-top rules on hairstyles after her 12-year-old was put in isolation because he had a wrestling logo shaved in his head. the kid had the letters TNA shaved into his head because he was going to see TNA at Wembley Arena over in London. Well, the school had some problems with it, and they put him in isolation. I think that's a terrible deal. You know, he was trying to show support for TNA, and, you know, and the school got pissy, and they put him in isolation. I mean, that's terrible.
I think it's more, it wasn't offensive. Like, that's the thing, is it's like, it doesn't matter what company it was for, it wasn't an offensive thing.
No.
It's like, I get, okay, fine, you have rules about hair. I think it's stupid to have rules about hair. I think people should be able to wear their hair any way they want. But that's just me. But it's something to put him in isolation for something that's completely non-offensive is stupid.
Right. It's not at, like it's outrageous blue or pink. It's just three letters. It's nice. I think it's nice to be original. She sees, you know, girls with short skirts wearing lots of jewelry and makeup, and her son only had the letters TNA shaved into his head. I knew the school would have something to say, but I didn't think they'd be anything like they have. I think it's really over the top. Now, on this front, he's back in school. He shaved both sides of his head because, well, kind of get rid of the TNA logo. Dixie Carter has gone out of her way and has sent the kid a whole lot of TNA swag as a result. That way he can show his TNA pride without being kicked out of school, which I thought was a nice touch by TNA.
Yeah, very classy.
Very classy move by TNA and Dixie Carter. Very nice of them. So there you go. That is the news, presented as always by PW Mania.
Yes, yes. So now...
now we're going to get into a little bit of a discussion. Not a lengthy one, but we'll get into a nice little discussion about WrestleMania dream matches. Because WWE put out a list yesterday, I believe, on their website about this.
They did, and they came up, you know, with some really cool posters for it, too. You know, just the art geek in me as I wait for, you know, Firefox to load.
Yeah, so we're gonna go break them down as they go. And the first one is an epic clash, championship glory at stake. Roman Reigns versus Big E, the unstoppable force versus the immovable object. Head-to-head for the Intercontinental Championship, who will be crowned on the grandest stage? That's what the poster reads. That's an intriguing matchup.
It's an intriguing matchup. I just... there's something about it to me that kind of lacks... I love Roman and I love Big E separately, but putting them together, I don't know if they have quite the versatility in the ring to make it interesting.
Yeah, their styles kind of clash because they're two big powerhouses, but they're powerhouses in different ways. I don't know if their styles will mesh as well as they should on paper. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes sense, and it's something of... I think the build-up could be good, especially for the promo stuff, because Roman's gotten better and Big E's gotten better. But the thing is Roman hasn't wrestled a lot of singles matches.
Nope.
So I think a lot of his weaknesses would get exposed as a singles wrestler, because I don't think he's quite ready to go on his own yet.
He's getting there. He's working into it, but... I think they would have bigger plans right now for Roman Reigns heading into Mania, but as of this present time, that would be a solid matchup.
That would definitely be a solid matchup. That would be... I don't know how enjoyable it would be, and that's not a shot at either of them. It's just something of, you kind of go, huh, I wonder.
Right.
So, but yeah, it could be good, but it could be bad too.
Could be bad too. Number 7 on our list, a legend returns, The Snake and the Hound, Jake the Snake Roberts versus Dean Ambrose, to find out who is the baddest man in WWE.
Shut up and take my money. Just shut up and take my money.
If Jake the Snake was in his prime, or close to his prime, this would be an epic of epic matches.
Oh, this would be fantastic.
The build-up to this matchup would be epic and fantastic.
I mean, there's nothing about it that you can't sit here and go, oh, man.
what if?
Yeah, what if? It's just like, and Dean would lose his mind because he's a huge Jake the Snake fan, but it's like, oh, dang, I wish. You know, you just, you coming to WWE 2K14, mm-hmm. Near you.
Oh, yeah, you could make that matchup, and it, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's an incredible matchup.
That would be really good.
That would be really good. The next one on our list is number 6, a 10-man Money in the Bank ladder match. 10 men, one contract, dazzling, high-flying, crash-grabbing action. If you really say that fast, that could be totally wrong. Who will seize their destiny involved in this epic encounter? It's a must-see event. Money in the Bank ladder match. Big Show, Jack Swagger, Kofi Kingston, The Miz, Seth Rollins, Mark Henry, Dolph Ziggler, Cesaro, Damian Sandow, and Bray Wyatt.
Why would you put Bray in this match? Why? He would go psycho, and not in a good way. He would try to kill everybody. You know he would. Don't tell me he wouldn't, because you know he would. He would see that ladder, and he would go, ooh, shiny!
Ooh, shiny toy. I think I can have some fun with this.
And then everybody would be dead.
Oh, can you imagine what Bray Wyatt would do with a ladder in his hands?
I can, and it is both hilarious and terrifying.
Sister, Kane Kins brings up seeing Sister Abigail on ladders. Yeah, I can see that too.
That would be sick.
Alright. You see the 10 names in there. Pick a winner in that one.
Oh, Bray. Screw you, Bray.
Screw you, Bray. Simple.
Screw you, Bray.
I could see Bray winning that one. Also, I could see Cesaro winning that battle. But those are 10 unique. Like, you have Big Show in this one, because for the size, you have Sandow, who's won it. You have The Miz, who's won it. Kofi, who's a spot monkey. Mark Henry is an interesting choice. You have Ziggler as a spot monkey. And then you got Rollins in there for the first time. That would actually be an interesting showcase of talents. I'm not going to lie. I would like to see that one day. Maybe not WrestleMania, but out of Money in the Bank.
Who knows? We may actually see it.
And now, number 5 on the list, Battle of the Divas. AJ Lee defends the Divas Championship against Stephanie McMahon, the Black Widow versus the Queen Bee. This is one light up you don't want to miss. Will the princess suffer the spider's bite?
Again, shut up and take my money.
Yeah. Oh, what is? Oh, if Steph was in the mood to get in the ring and wrestle a little bit, this would be the battle.
Yeah, this would be great to see, because you could do a fantastic build for this between AJ and Steph.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, this would be good.
This one would be really, really good. I kind of want to see it. Kind of want to see it. I know AJ Lee really wants to do it this match.
She would jump at it.
This is her dream opponent, to get in the ring with Stephanie McMahon.
And who knows? We may see it.
May see it one day. Steph is in great shape. And then we move to number 4. Beast Unleashed. A collision of monstrous proportions. 2 men enter. 1 man walks out. Last man standing. Batista versus Brock Lesnar. I'd pay to see this fight.
I would want to see this legit.
Like when they had the stare down, the tease of it a few weeks ago on Raw, I was set for this one.
The only thing is I want it to actually be real. I don't want it to be worked. I want to see a real fight between these two to see who could win. Because honestly, I think Brock would beat Batista's ass.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Batista could fire back, but yeah, Brock is a beast, and he would just rip into Batista, without question. But I would pay to see this one.
Yeah, this would actually be an interesting fight. I actually want to see this more than what their matches are going to be at WrestleMania. Because you could do almost a UFC-style fight if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to, so...
But we could get this matchup at some point. SummerSlam, possibly?
Maybe.
And then we have the ultimate showdown that you don't want to miss. As the dead man rises again, can Cena beat the streak? Undertaker, John Cena. We've talked about this multiple times on this show. This is the matchup we want to see.
Oh yeah, this is another shut up and take my money. I mean, absolutely 100%. I would love to see this match. Just to, one, see how you build it.
Mm-hmm.
And two, to see, honestly, who would go over.
Right.
Would Cena lay down for Taker, or would Taker lay down for Cena?
Right. I would say Cena lays down for Taker.
But it's something of, this is a feud and a story that they haven't touched in over 10 years. You know, Cena and Taker have brushed in the past. The last time they had a really major storyline was when Cena debuted.
Right.
Because that was Cena's first real...
feud.
One of the first real feuds for Cena. So, they could tell a really interesting story basically about how far Cena has come against Taker. And I would really love to see this. Just because as far as big money matches, as far as big WrestleMania moments, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Without question. Without 100% question. That's a matchup we will get at some point. I would assume.
We're not going to get it this year, but I would say either next year or year after next.
It's coming, people.
It's coming.
Just
you know,
like
they can't.
Go ahead.
They know they have money in this. They wouldn't have thrown it out there if they didn't know they didn't have money in it. That's the thing. I would be actually surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see several of these matches in the future.
Now, this next one I kind of want to see because it would be fun. Number 2 on the list, Attitude Era Gimmick Battle Royal. TV-14, put the kids to bed. Battle Royal, too much attitude to handle. Headbangers, Godfather, Gangrel, Funaki, Mean Street Posse, Kerrigan, Big Vis, Val Venus, Steve Blackman, Bob Holly, and Taka Michinoku, along with the Blue Meanie. Shut up, take my money. That would be fun to see at WrestleMania.
Yeah, this would be a good match to see at WrestleMania.
The original gimmick Battle Royal was awesome. That would be awesome as well.
We think Sheiky finally made it to the ring.
We think. We're not 100% sure. We're checking with our sources on that one.
Yep.
And then number 1 on their list, WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. This is war. 3 men, 1 title. The Beast, the Viper, the Game. Who will become the champion of champions? Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, Triple H. It's a match that could happen at some point.
What does this feel like, a huge FU to the internet?
Oh, it is. Oh, it is.
I just find this funny because it's like they dropped Hunter in there. Just as like a screw you to everybody.
Yep.
But yeah, you could totally see this happening. Not at WrestleMania. At least not this year.
Not this year, WrestleMania, but at some point I can see that as a match. Without question, I can see that as a match.
Absolutely, so. And I would look forward to it because you build the tension between Hunter and Orton, and then you have just Daniel Bryan in the mix. Basically screwing with both Orton and Hunter and building that divide.
Right.
So, yeah, that would be a really good story to tell.
It would be a good story to tell. So there you go. That's their 8 matches. Fun matches.
Very fun matches. Very fun choices. And I kind of want to see a lot of them now.
Kind of do.
Bastards.
So that's that. That leads us to question of the night, and question of the night goes as follows. If you could spend Valentine's Day with one wrestler or diva, who would it be?
And what did the people say?
We have AJ Lee, Victoria, Spice. I don't know who Spice is, but Spice. Gail Kim, AJ Lee, Alexis LeRae, Velvet Sky, Stacy Keibler. Let's go to the next grouping. Eve Torres or Velvet Sky, Randy Orton, Summer Rae, the Trey Dog goes. I guess we already know his answer, and that would be Velvet Sky. We have we have Mickey James. King Kins throws in Velvet Sky. We had someone go Valentine's Day equals Steve Sting Borden. Also have I choose the Bella Twins. Vincent Melendez goes, I would spend it with Trish Stratus. I hope Omega doesn't get mad at me. And someone replies, Roman Reigns. Simple as that. Roman Reigns.
Fair enough.
So, your choice?
You know, honestly, I put this out on Tumblr, and I'm kind of curious to see how the Wyatt family would celebrate Valentine's Day. Especially seeing as they would want to spend it with Sister Abigail.
Oh, there's one more I forgot as well. Well, go ahead. Continue your point.
No, go ahead.
No, make your point, because I have to go back to it.
No, that was my point, pretty much. Is just that would be me. I would probably end up spending Valentine's Day with the Wyatt family, watching them, you know, spend it with Sister Abigail.
I would choose Bailey. Just putting that one out. She seems like it would be fun to hang out with for Valentine's Day.
She would be.
Now, remember I told you people scared me when we did this earlier in the show?
Uh-huh.
Here's one, because it didn't show up on actual online, but it was on, I can find it on my iPad. Someone goes, Ambrose, believe in the hormones.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Dean would be an interesting one to spend Valentine's Day with, too.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. That is question of the night. A lot of interesting responses.
Definitely. And a lot of unexpected responses, which is nice.
You were expecting a lot of AJ, and there were a few in there, but not as many as you thought.
Yeah, that's honestly what I was, is everybody just be like, AJ. Oh, crap. Because you know, that's usually what happens, is like we get all one response, and it's like,
AJ.
Well, shit. Now what do we talk about?
But there was a nice collection of grouping of people.
Yeah, so fair enough.
There you go.
But on that note, I think that's all we have.
That is all we have for Throwback Thursday, y'all. If you didn't catch the music as we did it, now you know what it's all about. Throwback Thursday, 1989.
89 was a fantastic year for music. I mean, like, all the good music came out in 89.
It did. It was hard to pick 6 songs. So anyway, this is, I guess, where I plug everything.
Yes.
Yes, ending it with Fine Young Cannibals. Yes. Really. Really. She drives me crazy. Should have heard it earlier. We had New Kids on the Block, so get ready for that. Again, get ready for that.
I had a moment. Just deal with it.
She had a moment. Saturday Night Midnight Edition, CB Radio, the Weird, the Wacky, the Unusual. Will the big time player, or I should say part time player, show up? We will have to see. It's weird, it's wacky. It is unusual. Sunday night is WTR Sunday night with Tim Snyder, Megan Mace, covering the weekend pro wrestling. We'll be back on Monday night for the Raw post show at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night again for another edition of The Rack Live right here on WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com. You can follow us on Twitter at WildTalkRadio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, Facebook.com/WTRTheRack.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWard. You can go to my website, psychwardesigns.com. Check that out. On my website, under the Contact Us section, is a link to my Redbubble store. If you like my artwork, if you would like to buy my artwork, it is available for purchase at Redbubble.com. Just click on the link at psychwarddesigns.com, and it will take you right to the store where you can buy t-shirts and stickers and all kinds of fun stuff. So check that out. Also, check out thehands.net/LinsWard if you just want to check out my artwork and see everything I've done. And, of course, check out The Rack every Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, rackradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com. Thank you so much for putting up with my failing voice. I'm so sorry I'm sick. Hopefully I will be better next week. But until then, definitely visit our sponsors, TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans, pwmania.com for all your news, and, of course, Memorabilia Lane, memlanepromo.com. For all your memorabilia needs.
Yes. Yes. That's what you should do. Because she has no voice. She is Lindsay Ward. I am Sir Rocky. We'll see you live all week long across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network right here on WildTalkRadio.com and RockRadioShow.com. Good night, everybody.